Acts 11, verse 20. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Greeks also, evangelizing about the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, fellow students of the Word. It's an interesting thing how the older we get, the more interested we are in history. Maybe one of the reasons is that we ourselves become history. Some of you, high school freshmen, perhaps you will prepare for the ministry. If you do, you might be graduated from the seminary in 2026. And when you stand in front of your first youth confirmation class, the seventh graders will likely have no personal memory of President Obama at all. Another year or so, and they may tell you they were not born yet when Mr. Obama was president. To them, he will not be news. He will be history. So if you are interested in the world around you now, you will soon be interested in history. In the 11th chapter of Acts, we have an interesting bit of history, how the center of Christian witness shifted from Jerusalem to Antioch. This is interesting because it also occasionally shifts in our day. You and I are here at ILC, but our ancestors came from halfway around the world, and many studied God's Word far away from here. The center of Christian witness can change. Not that some church leaders sat down and decided, we think that Antioch would serve as a better center for spreading Christianity. No. It was the persecution that followed Stephen's martyrdom that scattered the believers. And they took with them the good news of Jesus wherever they went. At first, they conversed only with fellow Jews. Then some men from the Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the African city of Cyrene, both would have been in Stephen's synagogue of the freedmen, came to Antioch and talked to non-Jews. It doesn't say they preached, but just that they talked with some non-Jews of Antioch about Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and many believed. Many times God has used His children in this way. They were not all preachers, but scattered by a variety of circumstances, sometimes even disasters. People talking with the people they met have told them the history of Jesus and what a future that history had given them. This they did not because they felt guilty about their failures in doing mission work earlier, but from the joy that overflowed their hearts because the love of God had been poured upon them in Jesus. Many times new congregations have begun this way, and they have become new centers from which other Christians have gone out sharing the good news. It happened in Nigeria, it happened in India, it happened in Nepal, and elsewhere. It happened in Antioch, too. Wouldn't it be nice if those same people who cheered the hearts of the Gentiles in Antioch could come here or go to our CLC mission stations? But we don't even know the names of those men from Cyprus and Cyrene. But we do know the name that they spoke to those thankful Greeks. It is the same name that we have, the Lord Jesus, Emmanuel. And we know the power that turned the hearts of so many away from worldly gods to trust the true. It was the evangel word, the good news about the Lord Jesus. We have seen that it is not just preachers and teachers whom the Lord uses to stretch out His kingdom, but that He can also use every one of you who believe. Each of you have been given the word of His grace, which is the true power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, Jew or Greek. So the center for the spread of the gospel moved from Jerusalem to Antioch. Later it moved again, and it has moved many times since. Is this something to fear? Some of you are attending this school, the same school as your parents, maybe even your grandparents. But what if the center should change and your children were not to have the same privilege? Such changes are not always happy or humanly planned events. In fact, some may seem like disasters. But if you and your children continue to follow that word of God's grace, then you will also know that His hand is with you. For the Lord knows His own children, wherever they may be. The Lord has brought us together by His word from many parts of the country, though our ancestors lived in different parts of the world. And by His gracious word, the Holy Spirit will continue to bring joy to the heart as by the gospel He calls, gathers, enlightens, sanctifies the whole Christian church and keeps it with Jesus Christ. So then, whether we are here or there, whether on land, sea, or air, whether at home, at school, at work, at play, whether sick or well, high school freshman or history, He has given us His word. We need not fear. Amen. Hymn 427, the odd-numbered stanzas 1, 3, 5, and 7.